Really disappointing performance across the board. I don't think we played very well. I don't think we coached very well. And the main thing to me is the way that we played. I thought that we had been making a lot of progress in terms of the type of football that we play, the intensity with which we play, the way that we finish plays, things like that. And that wasn't there today. And it has to be there every week. It has to be there every week. And regardless of what challenges you face throughout the week, because there's going to be challenges every single week that we play, you've got to be able to get to that same level when it comes to Sunday. And we weren't there. And I thought Green Bay played well. And we had some opportunities that we didn't take advantage of, not being able to score. You know, we're on the one-yard line, giving up big plays defensively with missed tackles. Can't do that. Can't do it and expect to be successful. Just can't. So with that, open up to questions.
Eric, you've watched this team evaluated this team for 7 weeks now. What is it? Are there many things that you can hang your hat on and say, you do this well, do that well? What are those things?
Well, I thought we were making progress in a lot of areas. I don't think we showed that today at all. I think at different points we've run the ball well. I think at different points we've done some things defensively that I've really liked. But the one thing I haven't liked that has been consistent is the big plays. We can't do that defensively and expect to be successful. Can't. We got to tackle better in the secondary. We got to be in the right spots when we're rushing the passer. Quarterback scrambles for a first down again today. You can't do it. Can't do it.
You ever think at all about Clinton Brady and?
No, I didn't today, Jeff.
Why not?
Because D.A. was our starter, and I felt comfortable with the things that we were doing, and that was where my thought process was.
Will you consider, Eric, in the last three games, D.A.'s 23 of 70. Consider a quarterback change at this point?
Look, I'm gonna look at everything, and I consistently try to do that. We have to improve in a lot of different areas, and I be able to look at all those things and put together a better performance than we did today.
Eric, you addressed half the equation on the big plays. Big plays you're giving up, but if you look at a breakdown of the year, you're not making any big plays on offense. You only have two plays from scrimmage of over 30 yards or more. I mean, what can you do on that end of the ball? Or are you just so landlocked that you can't do anything?
Well, we took some shots today that we didn't connect on, and got to keep being able to take some of those shots down the field. And you have to be able to do some other things consistently to draw up the coverage and take some opportunities there. The big plays that Green Bay had today, we're not talking about where they just threw it down the field and it was a 90-yard completion. It was catch and run plays. It was missed tackles. It was things like that where a short play, the first touchdown, the short completion, 8 yards. We don't make the tackle, and it goes a lot longer than that. If you look at the one to Driver, the short completion, about 3 yards. Don't make the tackle. And it got to be able to limit plays to what they're supposed to be and be able to tackle down the field. And if you don't, it's listed as 80. It's where it was caught.
A lot of those missed tackles were by guys who were missed 2 days of practice. You're not willing to give them a pass on that. I know you know.
Believe me, there were a lot of things this week that were difficult. And I understand that 100%. I really do, but we get this opportunity, and we have to maximize the opportunity that we have. And there wasn't the game wasn't going to change, the time wasn't going to change. We have to be able to maximize the opportunities that we have. And there were things that we had to adjust to. But there'll be things as we go throughout the course of the season that we'll have to adjust to. And we have to do a better job of working through those things and being able to come out here on Sunday, our one opportunity to play better and coach better.
Eric, when you're asked about making a change at quarterback, and you say, I think at least the last 2 weeks, that it never really was part of the equation, read between the lines. Are you saying that you guys have more problems on offense than quarterback?
I think that we have areas where you can improve every single place on this team. And that's what we're going to focus on, is all those things. And you know, if we get down to the 1 yard line, we need to be able to put it in with four tries. We need to be able to do that. I need to be able to kick the field goal without it going off the crossbar to go in. You know, we need to be able to do that. We need to be able to operate efficiently in all those different areas.
You only had one play from the Wildcat today, somewhat successful last week. Was game plan not conducive to it?
We had some other plays that were up, and you know, as the score transitioned the way it did, end up throwing a little bit more than we'd probably talked about, but it's not one of those things that we didn't have available. Just didn't use very much today.
What do you think the biggest problem in the red zone is?
Offensively or defensively?
Offensively.
I don't know if I could pinpoint what the primary thing is. I think that's something that you got to look at as a whole. So,
on that drive in the first quarter, the one that got down there, 2 or 3 yard line, what happened on that series of plays?
Kicked
the field goal at the beginning of the second.
Yeah, I think that the one where we had the fumble exchange on second down, that kind of. I think the fumble exchange didn't help us there. And then the third down play, I thought we had a shot on that. I'm trying to remember the play. It's like a little hookup to Furry, and the guy was kind of coming over his back, that one.
There didn't seem to be a lot of drop passes today, but I think Harrison was your leading receiver. That's, the wideouts as a whole, they're just not seeing the game the same way Anderson is? Or what?
I don't think it's that, Tony. I really don't think it's that. I think, again, we had some chances with Muhammad on some shots. I thought that Jerome made a nice play on the catch and run there that he had. I thought Michael Gaines made a great catch for being here for 3 days. I think it's a combination of things. But I'm going to look at it all.
Eric, what happened on the play? When there seemed to be some miscommunication between Derek and Muhammad Mascaw, and Muhammad went inside, and the pass went outside, it was intercepted.
Rubisky,
that's right. I apologize. Yeah, that was Rubisky.
I'm not totally sure. I'd have to look at that. I'm not sure. I don't think it was a function of miscommunication. I don't know if it was ball placement or. I'm not totally sure.
Brian and Derek seem to be on a different page. Is that just due to Brian's experience, or just not having enough time to practice with Derek?
I don't think, and there's nothing that I can look to during the course of the week where any indication that was the case, because if it was, we would have addressed that in our preparation. So, I'd have to look at it.
Is this normal in a process like this where it seems like you're making progress and you take a step back?
Yeah, it's there's pains along the way with when you're trying to do the things that we're trying to do, and you want to be as successful in the short term as possible, and you want to be as successful in the long term as possible. But there's certain things that have to be consistent. And I really liked our style of play over the last 3 weeks. Were the results always what I wanted? No. But I liked the style of play, the approach. And that, to me, is the most important thing that we have to understand week in and week out. And I don't think that we did that here today.
Did they say why they didn't review the touchdown in the late in the first half, 156?
No, they didn't. They seemed like there was a lot of time for them to take a look at it, and at that point, we couldn't challenge. I don't know why.
Eric, you say you like the style of play. What is that style that you're talking about? What are you hoping to get each week? Can you elaborate on that?
Aggressive, intense, tough, physical, finishing, being able to respond to a successful play that our opponent has and come out and create a successful play ourselves, consistency, execution, communication, good, solid, sound, fundamental, tough football, physical football, intense football. That's what I want every week. That's what I want every single week. And we'll make mistakes, and there'll be plays that aren't executed as well as they should or things that we can do better. But if you play at that level every single week, you give yourself the best chance to succeed.
Eric, in not getting that every week, is that because, A, you don't have the talent, or, B, the coaching staff didn't prepare them well enough? Why do you think it's not there?
I think it's something that we've done really well over the last 3 weeks, and we've done well at points prior to that. And the word, again, is consistent, because you have to do it week in and week out, and like anything else, that's a skill. And you have to keep developing that skill and that ability to approach it the same way during the course of the week, and then be able to execute it the same way or play with that style the same way each week. And it's not an easy thing to do, but it's an important thing to do.
Talk a little bit about the run defense. It seemed like the line got pushed around a little bit, and then also, I don't know how much you feel like you were missing DeQuell, the leading tackler, and all. How much that played a role in not being able to stop Ryan Grant about today?
DeQuell's—that's a hard guy to replace. Yeah, I think he led the NFL in tackles last year, and was doing a really good job for us this year. And that's a lot of experience. It's a lot of reps. It's a lot of it's a lot of work together with the rest of the defense. And Kaluka went in and played part of the game in that role, and David Bowens went in and played part of the game in that role. And we have to find the best combination of those guys. But it's not easy to replace a guy like DeQuell. He's a really talented player. He's got a great motor. He's one of our captains. So it's not an easy part to replace.
Eric, in your years as a coach, do you see any value in a game that's out of hand with 6, 7, 8 minutes to go to get the backup quarterback some playing time, regardless of whether the first guy's playing well or hurt or unhurt?
I've done it a couple different ways over the course of time in different games, where you may go to the other guy sooner rather than later. There's other times where you want those reps. You want those game reps with that group because they're important to get, and ideally the more that you get together, the better you execute as a group.
Would there have been more of a chance that you might have put a backup in had it not been Anderson-Quinn situation?
At that point, I was looking to try to generate some positive drives and see what we could do, and that was my thought process.